Hi, this is Gary Auden. I'm at the International Avaya Users Group Conference, and with me is Satish Shenoy. He's Vice President of Worldwide Channel Sales for a company you may not know called Moxtra. So let's start off with, to get everyone on the same page, what is Moxtra?
Thank you, Gary. Thanks for making this show. So Moxtra is a global leader in embeddable mobile collaboration. What that means is we provide SDKs and APIs in order to enable our partners and customers bring collaboration into their applications or workflows. And that's what we have done here with Avaya and its partners. That's exactly what we do. We are a phenomenal company with some capabilities that is widely used across a lot of different verticals and companies across the world. So Moxtra is a three-year-old company that's a high-growth startup, started by the same founders that started WebEx a couple of decades ago. As you all know, WebEx was a phenomenal success. And what we've done is we've taken the learnings from WebEx and built a phenomenal company that provides embeddable mobile collaboration, mobile-first collaboration components. We also work on the desktop and web, but a lot of our partners and customers take the mobile collaboration and desktop collaboration components and embed it into their applications and workflows.
Now, a lot of people might think we already had that, but yeah. What you're saying is you didn't have it and you create that now.
That's right. So we have a phenomenal set of SDKs and APIs. If you go to developer.moxtra.com, you'll see that we have a phenomenal set of capabilities that we make available to our partners and customers who take these components that they need. You know, a lot of CIOs and CTOs come to us and say, you know, I don't want my users leaving my app to collaborate elsewhere. Well, Moxtra makes these components available, these modular components, you know, that for all kinds of collaboration, everything from asynchronous collaboration to real-time collaboration, and we make these components available so that these companies can embed collaboration into their apps without having their users having to leave to collaborate elsewhere, because once they leave, they may not come back, right? So a lot of CIOs, CTOs, COOs don't like that, and so that's where Moxtra provides a lot of value.
So you're providing modules that can be embedded to improve the work process and the workflow.
That's
but
right.
It's actually you're not having a white label. It's really more helping the customer develop a better way of doing business.
That's right. So we actually do allow our partners to white label our solution if they so choose. So Moxtra has also an app that is a showcase for what our SDKs and APIs enable. But then, you know, we also have this app that you can white label if you so choose. You can choose a subset of features or functionalities or all of it and white label it as your own app, right, and make it available.
You have a relationship going on with Avaya.
Yeah.
With the software you develop. What is that?
So with Avaya, you know, as you know, Avaya is one of the global leaders in unified communications and contact centers. And especially with the things that Avaya does so well, we are trying to build a best-of-breed collaboration, mobile-first collaboration application for their partners and customers. So, you know, using the Avaya Breeze platform, we have enabled us a Moxtra snap-in that, you know, Avaya's partners and customers can take easily. You know, as you know, a snap-in is very modular, very easy to use. You drop it into any application you have. And so Avaya's partners and customers can take the Moxtra snap-in, bring it into their workflows, and make those capabilities available much more easily to their customers.
It would appear to me that the snap-in can bring time to market to a much shorter time, lower risk, but it also seems that less technical people can now help create functions within applications.
Yeah, no, you know, Avaya's Gary Barnett would be very proud of you. The reason is I think you captured the essence of a lot of what the snap-in does, right? So it's a very easy to use, you know, modular set of capabilities. You know, people don't have to know the code. They can do it in a few minutes or hours based on the complexity. And they just drag and drop that snap into the workflow and make the capabilities come alive in their application. So, you know, it's a really easy way to do it.
Let's go back to the word risk.
Uh-huh.
Since it's so fast and relatively easy to do, it's not a big risk if it fails.
Absolutely. I mean, a lot of times, see, Avaya's reliability and resiliency is what they're known for. So I wouldn't say there's a lot of risk to begin with. But then partners like us, who are, again, you know, in the same, you know, it's having the same type of capabilities around resiliency and so on, you know, we have north of four nines, even five nines of reliability in our platform. And so when we work with somebody like Avaya, the risk is minimal, even in terms of not just the technical capabilities, but also the commercial side. The risk that, you know, because you didn't spend a lot of time building this application and building a snap-in into your application, to your point, the risk is minimal.
Which also means the customer can try out a whole bunch of things that may not work out and find the one that works, but they have not invested a lot.
You got it, Gary. You got it. You said it so well. That's exactly what a lot of customers and partners do. And if you look at our at this event, CCT Technologies is a great example. They actually launched a new version of their application called Contact Pro that uses Markstra's capabilities within their app. And they're bringing a whole set of new capabilities, mobile first. I mean, think of a mobile first contact center. That's what we are enabling with CCT, with Avaya, and Markstra.
This is actually a change to the mindset of a lot of IT people.
Yeah.
They're used to long projects and delays and complexity.
Yeah.
How are you helping that kind of company understand how to use this as a tool?
Well, we have a lot of great, you know, in terms of when we make these SDKs and APIs available to our partners, we have a phenomenal developer portal that people say is one of the most friendly because we have a lot of great documentation. They say it's easy to use. We provide code snippets, right? So that, you know, we tell you here, if you want to do X, here's a code snippet that does that. Right, so somebody that is wanting to embed Markstra into their application just has to copy and paste that code snippet. It's almost that easy, right? And get it done. So they don't have to know a lot about programming. They don't have to know a lot about you know, how to make this capability come alive. All they do is, you know,
it's almost like turning on a switch.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we do that really, really well, and a lot of partners like that. I mean, they do these applications in hours, right? And that's unheard of in this space.
Now, that gets back to the people that do this.
Yeah.
Do you find that once a customer starts playing with this, their imagination explodes? They think of a whole bunch of things you never
Absolutely.
Even thought of?
Absolutely. We have another partner, not at this event, but a partner called Tactile. They do sales enablement, and they've built a conversation layer, you know, so that a salesperson in the field can really use voice-enabled, voice-enabled dialogue to drive some of the actions very, very easily, right? Think about a field salesperson having to update Salesforce, right? Can you do that using speech-enabled, you know, chat, right? And you know, something like Markstra is enabling that behind the scenes, where a salesperson can engage with their interface using speech, using their mobile device, and do the things they need to do very quickly so that their management knows, their customers are happy because they are keeping track of stuff that their customers need. All of this using a very easy-to-use speech-to-text interface, using bots, right, and artificial intelligence and all that behind the scenes. But, you know, we make it look so simple.
Do you find that when a customer, and talking about your customers, they introduce something like this, do they have actually trouble getting their people to adopt it because it's so different and so easy?
You know, what's interesting is messaging. If you see what underlies Markstra, messaging has taken off in a big way, right? Whether it's Facebook messaging, whether it's WhatsApp, you know, any of those messaging-based apps, a lot of on-demand commerce today is driven by the likes of Uber, right? If you think about Uber, think about Airbnb, think about any of those apps, messaging drives on-demand commerce. Well, those consumers that are using a lot of that messaging come into the enterprise, and they're expecting that same messaging can be used to drive on-demand business. And that's where we make a big difference, right? Because we provide, some customers might take a little bit of time that are not exposed to messaging as a way to drive on-demand business. But if you think about it, you're always mobile. You're checking in into your work at different points in the day, right, when you're mobile. And so we are enabling this to be so easy. If you look at Markstra, it's really easy to use. A lot of people say, that was simple. That was easy, right? And that's what
almost startled, it sounds like.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're saying, I'm using this tool to do business. That simplifies things for me, right? That's what a lot of our customers say.
Let's take a look at the next year.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is going to be happening with your tools and their usage in the next year?
First of all, when you look at somebody like Avaya, because we are at their event, you see they're focused on unified communications and contact centers. The way omni-channel communications happen in the contact center is going to change. Customers are expecting that regardless of the channel they come in on, they need to be treated well. They need, let's say you're buying something, you're on a web page. When I contact an agent, I shouldn't have to tell him or her where all I have gone and what all I have done. Mm-hmm. I expect you to know it, because then you're serving me much better than you are, where I have to explain everything that I've done before you can help me. So that's how the world is changing dramatically, right, in the contact center. In unified communications, mobile first is huge. Mm-hmm. And so, what I mean by that is a lot of the users are expecting to do work on the go. And they don't have, they cannot use a ton of applications to do that work. And they're expecting something simple within their app. And they're saying, okay, give me something that I don't have to leave my app. Give me some collaboration so I can get work done faster. I can be more productive. I can do more work as a result. You have employees sitting at an airport or, are on the go. They can get work done quickly.
This makes me more efficient, but also can be error reducing too.
Absolutely, right? So think about the back and forth that happens on email today, right? You're sending documents or you're reviewing a document. If all that is part of your workflow, then it's much, much efficient, as you pointed out, but also much more effective in the sense that, you reduce errors because you're not going back and forth. A lot of times you can do it real time, so you can get the person quickly and work on something together. So there's not a lot of back and forth that happens.
Well, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate
it. Thank you. Thank you, Gary.